Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Today, we're diving into a topic that's super relevant, especially with all those complex connections we navigate in modern life. Setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving in relationships? Like you're trying to be everything to everyone? You know that feeling when your phone is blowing up, your calendar's packed, and you're running on empty? Yeah, me too. That's why this episode is all about reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity through the power of boundaries. Now, before we get into it, let's bust a myth. Setting boundaries doesn't mean being selfish or shutting people out. It's actually the opposite. It's about protecting yourself so you can show up as your best self in relationships. Think of it like this. Imagine your energy is a precious resource. Boundaries are like those fences around a garden, keeping the good stuff in and the unwanted weeds out. They allow you to nurture your own growth while still being able to connect with others authentically. So, what does that look like in practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, get clear on your values. What's truly important to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones? Having space for your hobbies? Maintaining your physical and mental well-being? Once you know your non-negotiables, it's easier to identify where boundaries are needed. Second, learn to say no. This is huge. We're often conditioned to please everyone, but saying yes to everything can lead to burnout. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your values or available time. Remember, a well-placed no today can pave the way for more meaningful yeses tomorrow. Third, communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush. Be upfront about your needs and expectations. You say statements to express how you feel without blaming others. For example, instead of saying "you always interrupt me," try "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please take turns speaking?" Fourth, set limits on time and energy. Just like you wouldn't give someone your entire paycheck, don't feel obligated to pour all your energy into every relationship. Carve out dedicated time for yourself and the people who truly matter. And finally, be consistent. This is key. Once you set a boundary, stick to it. Don't send mixed signals or make exceptions every time someone pushes back. Consistency helps establish clear expectations and builds respect over time. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that friend who always calls late at night when they're having a meltdown? You know, the one they're convinced their life is falling apart and they need your immediate advice. While it's great to be supportive, I used to fall into the trap of dropping everything to answer those calls, even if it meant sacrificing sleep or my own plans. One day, I realized I was letting that dynamic drain me. So I set a boundary. I'm always here for you, but late night calls can wait until morning. Let's schedule a time to talk tomorrow. It wasn't easy at first. They resisted, guilt tripped me, even tried to make me feel like a bad friend. But I stayed firm, and you know what? They adjusted. Now we have healthier communication patterns, and I actually have more energy to be present when they need me. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's an act of self-care. It allows you to show up as your best self in all your relationships. Take those 5 takeaways, apply them to your own life, and see how much stronger and more fulfilling your connections become. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect, and setting boundaries is a powerful way to ensure that happens. Now I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're working on setting or have already set in your relationships? Share your stories and thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review so more people can discover the power of modern Stoicism. Until next time, stay strong, stay grounded, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.